Today is Thursday, the 27th of March, in the third week of Lent. The monks of Ploscarden Abbey sing Ecce Quam Bonum. How good and how pleasant it is when brothers and sisters live together in unity. It is like precious oil on the head, running down upon the beard, and the beard of Aaron, running down over the collar of his robes. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Luke.
Now he was casting out a demon that was mute. When the demon had gone out, the one who had been mute spoke. And the crowds were amazed. But some of them said, "He casts out demons by Beelzebul, the ruler of the demons." Others, to test him, kept demanding from him a sign from heaven. But he knew what they were thinking and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself becomes a desert, and house falls on house. If Satan also is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that I cast out the demons by Beelzebul. Now if I cast out the demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your exorcists cast them out? Therefore they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I cast out the demons, then the kingdom of God has come to you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his castle, his property is safe. But when one stronger than he attacks him and overpowers him, he takes away his armor in which he trusted and divides his plunder. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters."
Those that opposed Jesus could not understand. How on earth could someone like Jesus, on one level so removed from the religious establishment, perform such miracles? It seems odd to think of someone outside of our own religious hierarchy being able to do these things. And it's one of the reasons why so many people attack Jesus. But, as is also usual in these accounts, Jesus is more than able to deal with his detractors. He poses a simple question. If his authority is from the devil, why on earth is the devil casting himself out? How do you imagine Jesus in this situation? What does he look like? Sound like? Every kingdom divided against itself becomes a desert. Jesus uses this simple yet devastating argument to confound the religious authorities. But it is difficult for us too. You don't have to look far in our world to see kingdoms divided against themselves. Families, neighborhoods, communities, wider society, even the church. How do you want to respond to this challenge? If disintegration is damaging to a kingdom, it is also damaging to the individual. Jesus tells us that he comes so that we might have life in its fullness. Yet we cannot enjoy that fullness of life if we are not heading towards personal integration. Are there aspects of your life you feel are out of step with the rest of your life? As you listen to the words of Jesus again, ask God to come into your prayer and to heal with his loving Spirit.
Now he was casting out a demon that was mute. When the demon had gone out, the one who had been mute spoke. And the crowds were amazed. But some of them said, "He casts out demons by Beelzebul, the ruler of the demons." Others, to test him, kept demanding from him a sign from heaven. But he knew what they were thinking and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself becomes a desert, and house falls on house. If Satan also is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that I cast out the demons by Beelzebul. Now if I cast out the demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your exorcists cast them out? Therefore they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I cast out the demons, then the kingdom of God has come to you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his castle, his property is safe. But when one stronger than he attacks him and overpowers him, he takes away his armor in which he trusted and divides his plunder. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters."
In the last part of the passage, Jesus issues a stark warning. Those who are not with him are against him. Thankfully, there is, for all people, the chance of forgiveness. Take this opportunity in these last few moments of prayer to recommit yourself to discipleship, but not out of fear, out of love. What do you have to say to the Lord today? Glory be to the Father,
and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.